Hi loves, it's the festive season again. Okay, it hasn't ended, but it's still there. Second day of Christmas. And how are you feeling? Are you enjoying your festive season? Are you looking forward to Christmas like I am? Christmas is fun, especially because of the food. Yeah, the food. And seeing your family members, though most of the family members I see on Christmas are usually the ones I see most of the times. Not like I'm complaining or anything, but like, okay, Africans, we've had that trend of family, blah, blah, blah. And okay, it's not a bad thing. Don't get me wrong. It's not a bad thing. It's still a good thing. So yeah, there's so many different ways to celebrate Christmas though. You can celebrate it with your loved ones. Now depends what loved ones are for you. Or what type of loved ones you want to celebrate with. Then there's also celebrating it alone. Of which I doubt a lot. I doubt there's people who celebrate it alone. Okay, it depends. But intentionally, you tell yourself, I want to spend the Christmas alone, take myself out. I've always thought that Christmas is a family thing. Always been a family thing. That's what we found and what we went with and went on with at the same time, and that's what we've been showing. Okay, not my generation though. Okay, that's what we've been shown as our generation, and I'm pretty sure that's what we'll show as our generation, either if you want to spend it with family, with friends, with friends has captured a lot, like has represented a lot. So yeah, there's that. So okay, if there's someone really spending the Christmas alone, I hope it's intentional though, because if it's not intentional, that would be really sad, really, really sad. So yeah, I'm really like feeling this Christmas season. Can't wait for Christmas itself to get here. But I want to be a kid again. We stopped receiving gifts. We stopped buying ourselves new clothes. Aki, those days when you are a kid and you have to get new clothes. Kwanza for us, it used to be new clothes. Before Christmas, like around this period or before, you buy your clothes for Christmas, for Boxing Day, and for New Year's. It was so fun. And now, if you want new clothes, buy it yourself, you know. So, yeah, that's the perks of being an adult. You get to do things on your own. But, like, if I ever get a family, inshallah, I don't know what I would do. I would really do a lot that I used to see when I was a kid, because my kind of Christmas changed from when I was a kid, then when I became a teenager, now when I became an adult. I think when I became a teenager and an adult, they were almost like the same. But like when I was a kid, okay, things were more fun. Of course, there used to be gifts and you used to be lied to. Santa brought them and blah, blah, blah. So I miss that, those days where gifts were there, and there was so much, it was so different, like besides the gifting and everything, it was like so different from how right now is. Not that I'm complaining, it's still okay. Anyway, that was just a little bit of Christmas. Christmas has always been my favorite time of the year, honestly. I remember when I was telling Oprah, Christmas has always been the favorite time of the year. I don't know if I mentioned it last episode, so I don't even... Let me not mention. So in case I mentioned it in last episode, high chances everyone who's listening to this has already listened to that. And if I did not mention it, high chances to anyone who's listening to this is also a listener to Young and Bold. So yeah, please. You can listen to it, Young and Bold. Decided to be intentional with this also, ending the year where I am. I don't want to say a changed girl, but some few changes have been made. Progress, of course, growth, of course, especially about the pod. And yeah, I can't even complain. It's not really been bad. What I'm doing, should I? Okay, let me mention the few things I'm doing before the year ends. Most probably for next year, because like I haven't really done the vision board. I want to make a vision board for next year. I really want to, when next year starts, new ways, you know, I don't want to get used to the old ways always. You know, also one thing about getting used to the old ways, you're now in your comfort. Actually, that's the whole thing. When you're used to something, you're now in your comfort because you're used to it. You just know, next year it's also predictable. This is what I'm going to do and what I'm going to do. But like, the fact that it's predictable, the fact that you're in your comfort even, high chances there's no... It's not going to be progress at all. Like, the progress will either be kidogo or will not be there at all. So I'm planning to change on that and do other things and try other ways of achieving my goals and writing down my objectives. Because I also realized, for me at least, when I write something down... Unajua kukiwa na receipts, there's more accountability. Because like when you see it, and okay, I've started with writing it just pole pole with my days. Because like if I know I'm spending the whole day at home today, I'm going to write it on a sticky note and stick it like there just in front of my study table. And I'll be ticking once I'm done with something. I'm ticking once I'm done with something. And I realized once I keep on writing something down, of course, if you're not done with something and the day has ended and you wrote it down, you want to do it, then you realized you didn't do it, there's that kind of guilt that will hurt you. Because for starters, you've written it down, so you will see that guilt. You will not just feel it. You will see it and feel it even intensely. So it's very... How should I put it? It has a lot of impact. To me, at least, when I started trying it out, and I love it. So that's what I'm also going to do now, like for the whole year. Write my goals down and objectives down, do them in a vision board. Unajua, when you make it also visual, when you visualize it a bit, it's kind of easy, and I'm a visual person, honestly. So it's very easy for me to like it and be able to achieve it and also keep on seeing it all the time, because like I said, I'm a visual person. So when I see it and I like it, especially if it's something I did and it really appeared how I wanted it to be, or even better, or even cuter, I will really keep on looking at it all the time. You know, like that, okay, I don't know, of course I'm not the only one, but like I hope you're also one of them. You post yourself on maybe Instagram or on your WhatsApp status or your Instagram story or Snapchat, most of them, they usually last for 24 hours. But before that 24 hours ends, nakwaga nimejiangalia for a couple of times. I'll just go back. Well, I've logged in on WhatsApp. Okay, let me go to my status. Let me watch myself. Do that the same with Instagram, with Snapchat. Of course, I'm not the only one who does that. And trust me, it's fun. I love it. I don't know. I just find myself admiring myself like that. I think that's also the other point of posting myself, because I'm there thinking, okay, I'll just go watch myself again. You know, it's easier to watch yourself on the status than looking at yourself or admiring yourself from the gallery, because you won't join the gallery all the time. But on WhatsApp, you're always on WhatsApp, you're always on Instagram, you're always on Snapchat. So every time you go to one of those apps and you remember, I posted, then you're going there to see yourself. So it's a very good thing also. So I think it also applies to like the vision board, okay, for like me. So I just watch it all the time and enjoy. At this point, I might have it as a wallpaper on my laptop, or yeah, I might. It depends with how much it will look. So I want to make it like very aesthetical and very colorful, so it will be also easy to admire it all the time. Because that's the point. I can't make something very gloomy and very boring to look at. Then I expect myself to look at it all the time. You dig? So it has to be very aesthetically pleasing. And of course, it's me. I will make it aesthetically pleasing. Because if it's not going to be aesthetically pleasing, I'll have to redo it again. I know myself. If I don't like something, I will just redo. And I will redo. And I will redo. Perfectionism at its worst. I don't even want to say at its best, because I saw someone saying perfectionism is not a good thing. Because you're always there wanting something to be perfect. But what if that something has tried its best to be what it is, and maybe that's the best it can do, and you're there, you just want perfectionism from it. So it's kind of like a struggle also. It's a bad character trait to have, if you ask me. Okay, at some point, it's a good character trait, but everything has its perks and everything has its pros and its cons. So definitely it also has its cons. It just depends with how it will affect you as a person. But for me, I think that's the only part where the perfectionism has is not really doing well, because the rest, I'm a neat person because of perfectionism. I do my things meticulously because of the perfectionism and things like that. So that's a good thing. I mean, if I'm not doing something that I did with my whole heart and did it, and I look at it and I'm like, you know what? This is such a good job I did. This is a work of art. I will not even be satisfied my whole self, my own self. I think that's why I like doing it to a perfectionist point. But you know, also, if you think about it, perfectionism is relative. Because there's something I'll find very perfect, like I did it and I'm like, you know what, this is perfect. And somebody else will come and look at it and they're like, damn, this is the best you could do, you know. Because like I was saying, you might expect, you might expect something very perfect from someone. And that other someone, that's the perfect. Like they've done their best. And literally they've done their best, they can't do anything more. And if they do anything more, like, it won't really extend what the results was. Because I remember, okay, I saw something, and it actually makes sense. Hear me out if you think about it. When we keep on saying, and I've always had this thought, but I didn't, like, think about it so much. We're always heavy on, if they wanted to, they would. But what if that person, whatever they give out, you saying, if they wanted to, they would, and they haven't done it, but them, whatever they've done, is the best they could give out. Because, like, if you're a girl, and you're a girl, right? And maybe you're, let me give it in terms of, how should I put it? Okay, I'll give it out of a 10. Like, let's rate it on a scale of 1 to 10. You're a girl and you're an 8. And you, as an 8, definitely expecting an 8 also, or expecting more than an 8, right? It depends with what you're expecting. But, of course, you're not supposed to be expecting less. Nobody expects less than what they give or what they are. So you're an 8, expecting an 8 and above. But somebody else is a 5, and the most they can do is give you the 5. But you, as an 8, clearly the 5 is really kidogo. Like, this 5 is really, the numbers are very subjective, so whatever. But that 5, that person is giving you the 5, they've given you the all. Like, that's the best they could give you. That's what they know they can give. That's what they only know. So the number 6, 7, 8, they don't even know what it is. Or, like, unless you teach them or something, they don't know. So they're thinking, if they wanted to, they would. But this person, you keep on saying, if they wanted to, they would. They have. They wanted, and they did, and they have. But they just did not give you enough what you needed. That's why it always makes sense when saying, you're just the wrong person in the wrong address. You're the right package in the wrong address. So just change your addresses. It's definitely okay. It's definitely fine to acknowledge that I love this person or I like this person, but I don't see them giving me enough. And I would like to change that. And since they cannot give me what I want, I will just leave. Of course, you're not going to leave like that and just decide, I'm ghosting this nigga or I'm ghosting this baby. No. Of course, we're adults. We need to communicate. Be better people, right? So, yeah, there's that. Or if also you're comfortable as an 8, getting it from a 5. But I don't think, no matter the dynamics, if it's the girl being the 8 and the guy being the 5 or vice versa, I don't really think, unless, like, umesema, hey, me, I'm just okay with this 5. Unless I decide I give myself 10 now, this life no balance. That's just the conclusion. This life no balance. And how did I get there, by the way? About 10s and 8s and blah, blah, blah. Anyway, so yeah, that's what I was just trying to say. Today is going to be short because, let me tell you, this week has really gone by fast. I don't know how. And this week was when I was starting. This week I started off very well. I started off very happy. And I was like, I'm going to be productive. I don't know, it's because the festive season is coming. It's just that one of those weeks where the universe decides you're going to be extra happy today. So that's me currently. My Monday started off well. I felt so happy and it's been going on pretty well. I would like to say I have a hangover, but I don't, which I'm happy. Because alcohol has also been refusing my stomach. As in, alcohol in Anikata. Guys, alcohol is refusing me. I don't know if I should be happy about it or I should be sad about it. Of course, I should be happy at some point. But I'm like, you mean to tell me I'm going to miss the fun? Though I did miss the fun yesterday. But still, it's kind of... Because everyone is there telling themselves or telling you. Nasikia fiti. And you're there... What's going on? So, yeah, there's that. I think you just also need to know limitations. Because, also, as Kenyans, we'll be drinking a lot. We'll be drinking a lot. So, yeah, this... Like I was saying last episode, this was just, like, supposed to be very random. But, I started with giving out what I'm going to be doing for the remaining days before the year ends. And I said already I did a vision board and visualized it, which is such a good thing for me. What else did I do? I think the rest, everything else is just going to be, I'm starting to do new things from, but the thing is also, I haven't told myself, I'm waiting for 2023 to start so I can now do this and do this and do this. No. If I really want to start it, I'm going to start it now. And when it reaches 2023 or when it reaches the next year, I'm just going to go on with it. Because if you think about it, that's still procrastinating. Because if I can do it, if I said I want to do this, yeah, if I said I'm going to write myself a timetable, but then I tell myself, I'm going to do it next year. That's procrastinating. Because it's something you can do right now. What's stopping you from doing it right now? It all starts with right now. Because next year, unazapata, you have a lot of things, a lot of extra things that you have to do. Now it now becomes a baggage because you carry the baggage from last year to this new year. And now you have others for this new year. So if you can, just do it immediately. And that's how we stop procrastination. I think this is one of the enemies of Gen Z's. Una postponing it to V2. You're like, tafanya tu next year. I can't believe. I can't say I'm out of the procrastination chokehold 100%. But if I compare how I used to be a procrastinator and right now how I'm doing things immediately, of course not everything. It starts pole pole. I'm seeing myself and I'm there thinking, you know what? I've done a good job. If I think about it, the way I used to be a procrastinator, I'm telling you. But also, what has also helped me is also like that, stating things down and writing them. Because there's the memory, you'll end up forgetting, I was supposed to do this. Then later, after you were supposed to do it, the time has passed, ndo unakumbuka, I was supposed to do this. It also helps with that, and it also just keeps you accountable. So I like writing. I hate writing. I remember, and I keep on saying it a couple of times, I hate writing, but writing made me realize it can make me be a good person. I think I just hate the idea, the process of writing. You know, yo kuandika, the whole adjective. Verb. Oh my goodness, that's my English gone to the gutter just like that. No, but yeah, the whole verb, the whole process of writing, I just hate it. Because, I don't know, it's a lot of work, honestly. It's just a lot of work and it takes a lot. I think also because I'm just there trying to write in a good way, my handwriting needs to be good. So, of course, if it's that, so it's going to be a lot of work because you're struggling to do it, to make it perfect, make it look cute and everything, blah, blah, blah. Alafu mtu apo at the end akwambie, I can't read your handwriting. It's not for you to read, it's for me to read. I swear I've gotten that a couple of times. My handwriting is cute, but unreadable, if that even makes sense. So someone will be like, aki handwriting yako ni cute. And then the next person seated next will be like, aki siezi soma, hii ni nini. Ugh. It's a struggle, but I've always struggled. I've also ever struggled reading some people's handwritings and I can't read it. So yeah, but Santa do, can in my handwriting, what am I supposed to do? Shape my letters better. When I try to shape them better, handwriting site are quite ugly. So just bear with me, please. Please bear with me. This goes to mostly my lecturers because I'll be writing for them my exams and cards. But they always read. Of course, I hope so. Because if you're the lecturer and you know like most of the content, of course you're supposed to read. You're supposed to understand that there I have written sovereignty and not any other word you could think about, you know. So sometimes it's also easy to just... It's not necessarily you have... I don't even know how I reached about talking about handwritings, but yeah. That's just me here telling you. If you have a bad handwriting, if you have a good handwriting, if you can... Not me trying to be Oprah Winfrey right now. No, like, if you think about it, okay, your handwriting, you write it, but you as a person who's written it, you've understood it. Of course, you're going to understand it. You know what you wrote. So if anyone else decides to read it and they can't understand it, that's a problem. That sounds like a them problem. And that should also apply in your life. Whatever you've written in your story and somebody else does not get it, the opinions really don't matter if you think about it. Because it's my story, so why do you care? And high chances, you're not even in my story. I've not even written you in that page that you're complaining that you can't even read. Amma, that's why... Anyway. Yeah, that was just a by the way. And I think I'll actually just end the pod. I don't want to talk a lot. I also want to take time and reflect on myself and I want to reflect on who I... what's going on? I might cut that part. Okay, I want to reflect on who I've been this whole year. I don't know. I don't get it. Let me just drink water. Excuse me. Maybe that was necessary. So I want to reflect on the person I've been this whole year and see if I really loved the person I was and see if there are things I need to change. Of course, we're individuals. We're not all perfect. And as long as you accept whatever comes your way, it's also a good thing. Because also, if you're not accepting, but, you know, another thing about being... No, can we, like, just talk about this kidogo? When you want to be a better person, of course, that means you have to notice your toxic traits. You have to notice the bad traits about you. And you also have to notice, like, things you need to change. But I'm not going to see all of them. I'll definitely notice some. Yes, I understand I'm supposed to be self-aware. I am self-aware. But that's also the whole point about being self-aware. Some things I will not learn only from me. I will learn from my friends. I will learn from my partners. I will learn from my mom. How you react with it is now will now depend with everything else. Because definitely, I'm not going to see everything. So that's what I've also learned about self-awareness and like learning about yourself and the personal growth and development, yada, yada, yada. That's what I've learned. I can't tell all of it. I won't know all of it. Sometimes I'm even doing something and I think it's okay. But in real sense, it's not okay. Even to my own self, it's not okay. Because I remember, like, we were just having a conversation on Young and Bold with Oprah. Then there was this time Oprah was, it's just the other day. And Oprah was like, you know what I don't like about Connie? Something will happen to her and she'll keep quiet about it. And she won't say anything. You see, at that point, I'm there. Me, I think it's just something okay. Like, it's something that has always been me. I'll just let you be for the sake of peace, for the sake of you, for the sake of me. I'll just let it be. Because if I don't find it a really big deal, it's fine, I will let go. But in Jill's sense, that was also Oprah trying to say, Connie's boundaries might be stepped upon and she'll just keep quiet in the name of that. So I had to sit down and think about it. And I'm like, yeah, she was right. Okay, that's not supposed to be a good thing because she said she doesn't like that about me. Okay, not like that intensely, you know how it means. And I thought about it and I'm thinking, that's a toxic trait to myself. But you see, I didn't notice it's a toxic trait to myself until she mentioned it. And I think sometimes when somebody says it, it's usually easier to understand how it affects you and what it really means in the first place. So when she verbalized it and told it to me, I thought about it and yeah, she was actually right. Yeah. That's not supposed to be a good thing, and it's not a good thing to me. Of course, it's going to be a good thing to people because they're going to be stepping on your boundaries and everything. But I think also it's like part of being a people pleaser or something. But no, I don't do that because of somebody else. I do it for my own peace. Like, sidai ku argue. I just don't want to argue with you and things like that, you know. So there's that. You can learn from other people as long as also those people tell you properly. Because... But the way she also said it, it wasn't like intentional for Connie, you're like this, you need to change. No, she was just saying it on a point of view of, this is Connie, and I know it's not good to Connie, and I know it hurts her, you know. So she said it like that, but I took it and realized, yeah, you don't like it because it's like this and it's like this. So I took it properly and positively. And let me tell you, you know what I realized? It's very easy to work on something when you adapted it just the other day. Because, you know, there are some defensive mechanisms and coping mechanisms you had. Either because you grew up like this as a kid or because this came up later in life. So there's that. But all in all, they all affect you. But with me, from a point of view, I find it very easy to work on the things that I adapted later in life, like when I was a teenager or even an adult, like 5 to 10 years ago. Because 5 to 10 years ago, I wasn't... 5 to 10 years ago, I was a kid. Okay, no, 5 to 10 years ago, I was still a teenager. No, I wasn't. No, 5 years ago, I was a teenager. 10 years ago, I was almost a teenager. Kinda a teenager. Just a bit. Can you believe that? I used to think once you've become 11 years, that's when you're a teenager. Only to realize you become a teenager when you're 13 years old. Yeah, I used to be a bit dumb like that. I don't know why I used to think that, honestly. It was just my childhood beliefs. So yeah, I found it very easy to deal with that more than what I've adopted ever since I was a kid. Because those mechanisms I have, toxic, non-toxic, okay, if it's non-toxic, I don't need to change them. Toxic to myself, to others, that I developed when I was a kid. And I'm like, this will take a lot. Because, you know, it's something like you're already used to it. As in, inikitu umezoea for more than 10 years. Ever since you were a kid, this is what you've been doing. You became a teenager, it's still what you've been doing. Now you're an adult and it's still what you've been doing. So it takes like time, it takes a lot of patience, intentionality to realize, hey, this needs a lot of work. Honestly, I think it needs a lot of work. Because let's say like, ever since I was a kid, I've never like wanted to express myself. Okay, not like I've never wanted to express myself. Something happened and subconsciously I told myself, I'm not going to express my feelings anymore, or it's not worth expressing my feelings anymore, you know. So that's what I ended up adapting, being the quiet child to the quiet teenager to the quiet adult. The irony, despite being an advocate for people's rights and everything, but when it comes to my rights, I'm quiet. Rather than something I adopted just the other day when I was in maybe high school, because I adopted it maybe from my surrounding from high school, it's very easy to get rid of that because, I don't know, that's my opinion, and I'm still yet to discover other things maybe and know if it really works like that. Rather than the things you got from when you were in high school and now you have to unlearn them it's very easier because you haven't been doing it for a long time, maybe. Because unajua when you're akil, what do they usually say? Samaki mkunje angali mbichi. So it's very easy to... okay, I'm trying to translate it in English. Fold... I hope there's another word I could use, but please tell me. Fold the fish before it gets dry. Yeah, fold the fish before it gets dry. Because when it gets dry, when you fold it, fins are there flying all over. It won't break easily. So it's easier to like shape it. It's basically easy to shape something when... to shape that fish. I'm looking for something else than the fish because it sounds very easier on the Kiswahili side, but it's not easy on the English side. What can I... you just visualize something, but I know you guys get it. I don't even know why I'm struggling. So yeah, it's very easier to do it when you're a kid. So unona, when it's something you're already used to when you're a kid and now you're an adult, you're dry and you're now thinking of how you're going to fold yourself. The fins are out there flying. You're going to lash out and sometimes you might even end up lashing for no apparent reason, but it's because it's something you're used to, you know. So it's going to take time. It's going to take a lot and... not all of them is going to be good and not all of them is also going to be bad. Just trust the process. But at least that's what I know I learned. So I find myself concentrating more on the things that I adopted when I was a kid and that are toxic to myself or to the people around me. And with Pole Pole, with time also Pole Pole, now I'm dealing also with the ones I adapted just the other day. Because we are human beings, with time we also grow, we end up also adapting with things. So you find yourself adapting subconsciously again, and you didn't even know. So well, may pick up to something. It was a culture in high school, you may pick up, now you've left high school, you still go on with that, and kumbe that's a toxic trait and things like that. So yeah. As that, I thought I was reaching the end of this. I don't even know how I ended up reaching 32. But anyway, I hope this was very... I don't want to say touching, but I hope like it helped somebody or you enjoyed listening to it. Because I understand you can listen to a pod na hi Bambi, inayo hi Bambi. there's that. Because me, I've ever listened to a pod and I'm like, nah. But also, I found myself going back and trying again and listening. And I'm like, how did this bore me the first time? You know, because maybe I didn't also pay attention and give it time. Or the topic I tried that day was just boring at the same time. Or the people who are listening to, were talking about that topic, weren't really conversant with that and things like that. So, yeah, that's also another thing to tell you. Give things a chance. It's okay to try again. I'm a believer of giving second chances because I know what... Actually, okay, I'm a believer of giving second chances. But if I think about it, I give people or things more than second chances. Like more than two chances, more than three chances, sometimes even five, sometimes even 10. I think also it depends with that situation and whatever was happening there. So yeah. Sometimes it hurts you at the same time, and at the same time, it also doesn't hurt you. So it also depends with what it is. So yeah, I'm a believer of giving things and people second chances. If you can do it, it's as long as it's worth it. Because some things are also just not worth it, giving second chances. Or you also found yourself, you gave them second chances, and you also didn't know you were giving them second chances, or whatever it was, second chances, and... Sasa, that one time you're thinking, should I give them the second chance? Kumbe, you already gave that thing or that person second chances, third chances, fourth chances. And now, imefika a point, you're just like, nah, no more Karen, no more. So yeah, please give out second chances. I'll just end this one, but I'll end by saying Merry Christmas, because the next time I'll be recording will be before New Year, but after Christmas. So Merry Christmas, hopefully I record, because at this rate, and it's a festive season, I might be with my family members, and it's very hard recording when your family members are there, because everyone is all over the place, the kids are just there. I love for the kids will not even leave you alone, because they're kids, so yeah. But I hope you guys have a Merry Christmas. Enjoy time with your family or your loved ones. I also love you. Bye. We'll be right back.